Your new classmates.
Yeah!
He is the driver of the number 11 FedEx Toyota who attended Grange Hall Elementary. Welcome, Denny Hamlin! Denny, how are you, brother?
Well, that's a good answer, right?
Welcome to the classroom.
How are you? Look at who that is.
Well, welcome to the classroom. We're trying to win money today for the NASCAR Foundation. Tell everybody who you're playing for.
Well, we're going to be playing for the Denny Hamlin Foundation, which also benefits NASCAR Foundation. Our head charity is cystic fibrosis. My cousin has it. So
awesome, man. That's great. Let me tell you how this works. You're going to take a little test with us.
All right.
That's how we're going to win the money. No, you can't cheat in NASCAR. They check everything you guys do. You can cheat in here off of these smart fifth graders. Let me introduce them. There is Zach, Danielle, and Malachi. Pick one of them, Denny, and let's get started.
Let's go with Danielle.
Danielle. Yeah. Yeah. See, a Southern guy, you always think ladies first, right?
That's right.
Hey, Danielle, how are you?
Good.
All right, let me tell you how it works. It's a test with 10 subjects. First grade questions are worth $500. Fifth grade questions are worth $5,000. You can answer them in any order you like. You get through this test, I have a bonus question that can multiply your winnings by 10. We could turn that $25,000 into $250,000. Let's find out, is Denny Hamlin smarter than a fifth grader? Ten subjects up there. If you had to help Mr. Hamlin with one, what would it be?
Probably fifth grade U.S. geography.
Fifth grade U.S. geography.
You know what? I think that's a good idea. Start from the top and work our way down.
Okay, well, fifth grade U.S. geography it is. It's worth $5,000. Here is the fifth grade U.S. geography question. Pennsylvania's capital, Harrisburg, lies on the east bank of what river? Pennsylvania's capital, Harrisburg, lies on the east bank of what river? All right, Danielle has locked in her answer. Now, I know you guys race in Pennsylvania, right?
Yes, we do. I actually won a couple races there.
I know you have.
But, this is a tough one. It really is. I tell you what, she likes this subject. I think I'm gonna go with her answer and go with the
copy. She recommended it. You want to
copy it.
All right. It's kind of fun to cheat, and it's okay.
I love it. It's just, I hate to use it up too early.
All right, let's take a look at the board. Danielle said that the river is the Susquehanna. Denny, the actual answer is Susquehanna. She is exactly right. Look at you. $5,000. That's a good answer. All right, 9 subjects remain. Where would you like to go next?
Let's go with the history.
The history.
The fifth grade U.S. history.
Fifth grade U.S. history. All right. With that race car driver mentality, let's attack.
Right.
Here's the question. 3 vice presidents served under U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt. John Nance Garner and Henry A. Wallace are 2. Who was the 3rd? 3 vice presidents served under U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt. John Nance Garner and Henry A. Wallace are 2. Who was the 3rd? All right, Danielle has locked in her answer.
I'm going to have to say, we'll just throw out Johnson in there.
Okay. The 3rd vice president was Harry Truman. So,
Truman.
If Danielle said Harry Truman, you just doubled that $5,000. If she said anything else, you just gave it back.
Well, she's actually saved me once already,
right.
So.
Take a look at the board, Denny. Danielle said, Truman, how about that? Somebody has been paying attention in class.
No kidding. I needed her to sit beside me in fifth grade.
All right, $10,000 for the Denny Hamlin Foundation.
That's good, that's good.
We still have 8 subjects left. Where would you like to go next?
Let's go second grade measurements.
Second grade measurements, all right. The question is worth $1,000. Here is the measurements question. If October 1st falls on a Tuesday, what day of the week will Halloween fall on? Danielle has locked in her answer. She's a machine.
Give me a little time to do some math here.
She's a machine. I guess the key to the question is knowing when Halloween is.
Yeah. I'm gonna say on Tuesday.
The answer is coming up when we come back.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla. Let me tell you about my podcast. We do it every single day, so you can subscribe, and there'll always be a fresh one waiting for you. It's about 2 hours of topical topics, and news, and guests, and comedians, and, of course, my own vitriolic take on just about everything that's going on in the world. Plus, we get a lot of really interesting, notable people who come in. We'll get politicians, we'll get tastemakers, we'll get stand-ups, we'll get authors, we'll get pundits, we'll get, I think about covers it all, celebrities as well, and we'll do some really interesting interviews with them. You can get The Adam Carolla Show wherever you download your podcast.
Classroom, and today the driver of the number 11 FedEx Toyota is with us, Denny Hamlin. Now, before the break, the second grade question was, if October 1st falls on a Tuesday, what day of the week will Halloween fall on? You said Tuesday, so if October the 1st is a Tuesday, the next Tuesday would be the 8th, then the 15th, then the 22nd, then the 29th. So Halloween would
good.
Be on?
Yeah, that'd be on Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday is exactly right. So we have just given back all that hard-earned money we made. Here's the good news. $14,000 remains on the board. You can still win $140,000 for the Denny Hamlin Foundation. Danielle has to return to the class. Time for you to pick another classmate, Denny.
Let's try Malachi.
Malachi, come on up here, buddy. Seven subjects on the board. Malachi, which one would you help Mr. Hamlin with?
I'm going to say world history.
World history.
Yeah, I'm just going to go with that.
World history, you like that? All right, fourth grade question. Let's build these winnings back up. This is worth $3,500. Here's the fourth grade world history question. In what present-day U.S. state could you find the abandoned cliff dwellings of the Anasazi people? Colorado, Hawaii, or Vermont? In what present-day U.S. state could you find the abandoned cliff dwellings of the Anasazi people? Colorado, Hawaii, or Vermont? Malachi has locked in his answer.
There's a couple answers that I think about here, but I'm going to go ahead and just say B, Hawaii.
B, Hawaii. All right. What was the other one you were thinking about?
Maybe Vermont.
You thought Hawaii and then Vermont.
It would probably be Colorado.
Well, that's what Malachi wrote.
Uh-oh.
Was A, Colorado. One of you is right. And it is Malachi. The answer is Colorado. Still got 10,500 on the board. Pick another subject, Denny. Third grade grammar, correct answer is worth 2,500. Here's the question. What word is the article in the following sentence? Danielle got a pet parakeet. What word is the article in the following sentence? Danielle got a pet parakeet. All right, Malachi has locked in his answer. You remember what articles are?
Yeah, I read them every now and then.
Well, the good thing is there's only five words in the sentence.
All right. I'm going to say parakeet.
Parakeet. The article is the letter A.
Yeah.
We still have $8,000 on the board. You can still leave here with $80,000. Halfway through the test, pick another subject.
Second grade geometry.
Second grade geometry, all right. All right, it's a $1,000 question. If we build a rectangular racetrack, boy, that's gonna be hard.
All right.
With sides of 20 feet and 30 feet, what is its perimeter? If we build a rectangular racetrack with sides of 20 feet and 30 feet, what is its perimeter? All right, Malachi has locked in his answer.
I think it's gonna be 100 feet.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Lock that in. To find the perimeter of something, you add the length of all the sides. In this case, there are two sides that are 20 feet long, which is 40, and two sides that are 30 feet long, which is 60. The correct answer is 100 feet. Give this man the money. There you go. Nothing to it. 20 plus 20 plus 30 plus 30 equals 100. We're back on the winning side of the board. You can still leave here with $80,000. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back. Celebrity edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? It is NASCAR week, and we are pleased and honored to have Denny Hamlin in the studio with us today. We're back on the positive side of the board. We got $1,000. You can still leave here with $80,000 for charity. Four subjects remain. Which one would you like, Denny?
Let's go with the fourth grade world geography.
Fourth grade world geography. All right. Zach is at the podium with you. Here we go. The fourth grade world geography question worth $3,500 is this.
In which body of water is Puerto Rico located? Is it A, the Atlantic Ocean, B, the Mediterranean Sea, or C, the Pacific Ocean?
All right, Zach has locked in his answer.
I tell you, I think it's C.
C. Yeah. Gotta lock that in. Zach, what do you think it is?
I said B.
You said B.
Is Zach right?
Actually, neither one of you are right. It is A.
Oh.
We still have $3,500. Right. Wait, let's win this for charity. One third grade, two first grades. Which one would you like?
Third grade, ancient culture.
That's through the ancient culture.
Ancient cultures. All right, a $2,500 question. Here it is, Denny. What is the name of the following ancient monument located in Egypt? What is the name of the following ancient monument located in Egypt?
This mythical creature was an Egyptian invention with a male head and the body of a lion.
All right. Zach has locked in his answer, and I will tell you this, it's not called the big yellow thing.
I've seen something that looks very similar to that, but it's in gold and it's in Vegas.
yes, sir.
All right, I think I'm gonna peek because I have an idea.
You have an idea, all right.
I'm gonna peek.
You're gonna peek, all right. Let's take a peek at what this fifth grader said. Zach said he thinks it's the Sphinx.
I'm gonna take his answer.
All right, take his answer, the Sphinx. D, City. That was a wise decision. The Sphinx is exactly right. You got the money. There we go. There we go. $2,500. $1,000 remains on the board. Good job, Zach. He's got to go back to the classroom. Here's the bad news. You're out of cheats. The good news is we're down to first grade questions. Social studies or nature? Pick your boys.
Let's try nature.
Nature, all right. Here is the first grade question. How many total legs does a typical bee have? How many total legs does a typical bee have?
Is it six or eight? There's a rule here on insects and, I'm gonna say six.
Six. You're absolutely right, it is six. When we come back, we're gonna see if we can turn this into a $35,000 day for charity. Don't go away. And for you at home, here's today's extra credit question. The hottest chili pepper in the world comes from which of the following countries? Is it A, India, B, Mexico, or C, Thailand? Before the break, we asked, the hottest chili pepper in the world comes from which of the following countries? The answer is A, India. Welcome back to Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Denny Hamlin is in the classroom here with us. Now we're back up to $3,000.
Thank goodness.
One question remains on the board, a first grade question. We like those.
Yeah, all right.
You ready? The first grade social studies question is this. True or false, Thomas Jefferson is featured on the face of the nickel?
True or false, huh?
You want to flip a coin?
All right, let's go true.
True. The answer is true. How about that? All right, Denny, here's where we stand. You got $3,500.
All right.
But I have a bonus question. The bonus question multiplies your winnings by 10. We could turn that $3,500 into $35,000. Think this out, because we want to give money to charity.
Absolutely.
And normally you miss the last question, you drop down to zero. We will give you $2,500 for charity, okay? I'm not going to let you drop to zero.
Awesome.
But FedEx, who is the biggest sponsor of your car, said they will match half of your winnings, so that $3,500 could actually be $4,750, or that $35,000 could be $47,500. The subject of today's bonus question is this. Literature.
Oh.
Are you a big reader? These are guys that go to NASCAR races and want to see the crash. You know that, right?
Yeah. I got an idea. How about this?
Okay.
I'll go for it, and if I get it wrong, then I'll personally donate $35,000 to the charities.
No way. Really?
And if I get it right, I'm going to donate it anyway and make it $70,000.
That's cool.
So we could actually make it...
So if you make it 70 and then FedEx matches half, that's $105,000.
Yep. Forward. Go for it.
All right, it's racing. All in. The bonus question in the category of literature is this. The story of schoolboys stranded on a deserted island, Lord of the Flies, was written by which author? In our house, that meant the one that had the fly swatter. I am Lord of the Flies. A guess? Any idea?
Let's just say Stephen King.
Stephen King. All right. Actually, the answer is William Golding, who won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1983. Denny, you are a man of honor. You said you were going to write a check for $35,000. I told you fifth grader would give you $2,500. FedEx said they would match half of your winnings. That is a total of $55,000 today. Congratulations. Good day for charity. We've had a lot of fun. And I love watching you drive a race car. You're one of my favorite drivers, but I think I'm going to love watching you say this as well.
I'm Denny Hamlin, and I am not smarter than a fifth grader.
We'll see you next time. Goodbye.